Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 60th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's comeback with Permission to Dance. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Yeah. How's your week, Jose? I had to. It's been a minute since I said it. I had to get it out of my system.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you're going to keep saying it, so.
Watch me. Okay.
But I've been good.
Reframe, I'm saying it again.
No, you're good. You're good. I've been good. I've been busy. What about you?
What? Oh, well, like, damn, that's a short
That song. Was really short. No. Well, yeah, that is true. No, I've been good. I've been busy with BTS's comeback. A lot of stuff has happened. We'll be talking about it in this episode. But as far as personal life, it's been good. I've been preparing, getting everything together for my trip that I mentioned in the last episode. Right. But like everything is going well. I've just that's happening. That's kept me busy. You know, making sure that I can use my phone in another country. Oh, I can use my credit cards in another country. Everything is right. Ready. Like I have I now have a luggage that I can take my clothes in, and making sure I have enough clothes to enough clean clothes. I wash my clothes, okay, but I just, you know, just had to. Where am I going with this? Anywho, Rose, save me. How are you doing?
You save me, Jose, because I'm like, I'm here. I need help, y'all. So, I told Jose this before we started recording, but, you know, I had family visit a couple weeks ago, but literally, I think I ate something that I was really allergic to, and now I'm just breaking out in hives. I have this, you know, I don't know if you guys hear the sniffles. Mm-hmm, snuffles. Mm-hmm. But it's so... I have a picture. I would send it to Jose here, maybe. But I feel itchy. And when I would scratch it, it would just create hives where I scratch. Like, it turns into a continent. Yeah. So, I think I'm about to go to the doctor, like, I don't know, tomorrow. I just want it gone because it's pretty bad. But other than that, I did tell you guys that I am in the process of selling my house. So, there's also that. But now I feel like I still need to catch up on so much of like what's going on with BTS and ARMY. Like, as of today, we finally got updates on the Hot 100.
Yes.
I'm so happy. Like, I knew we could do it. Like, but you know, just now that the news is finally out that we got the 7th consecutive week for Butter getting number one on the Hot 100, that's crazy.
It's so cool.
You know what? Not gonna lie. Like, I bet you we could keep going. But of course, you know, Permission to Dance just dropped.
Right.
We're trying to get that to number one. But like, we're not gonna let Butter fall off the charts. Like, I know we're gonna keep it there. Like, probably number two.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the goal. I think that's the whole with the baton pass that Yoongi mentioned. That hopefully it's just, you know, Butter's just going to step down. And then Permission to Dance is just going to get that debut on number one. We're hoping that happens, because if it does, that's going to be historic. Oh, my God. Because that's going to be 5 number ones in less than a year, if I'm not mistaken. So, woo.
That might be a record. I think that might be a record for in a year. And then I think they've only had, was it 4 songs debut?
Yeah,
Because the other one was,
well, no, three debut, because the fourth, the one that didn't debut but it went to number one, was Savage Love, the BTS remix. That was already on the charts, but then once the BTS remix came out, that's what took it to number one.
So that doesn't really count, because it's not original. It wasn't a debut song,
right? So if Permission to Dance debuts on number one, it'll be their fourth number one that debuts on number
one. Okay. Yeah.
But fifth overall.
The fifth overall. I know the one with number one with the most debut songs is Ariana Grande. She has 5, you guys. So if...
Wait, no, I thought she said 4, no?
No, it's actually 5.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on Guinness. I had to double check too, though, because it was on Guinness. Uh-huh. World Book of Record. Hello, how do we... Guinness World Record? Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was an article that I read recently that it was 5 songs. So I'm like, oh. But you know, well, I know we're gonna get there, y'all. So all they gotta do is just drop another single. We're gonna get it to number one.
Yeah,
we got this. Like, I'm not worried. Although I do gotta say though, Permission to Dance isn't as promoted as Butter was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we talked about this during our last podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I believe, like, we know ARMYs know how to work the charts. This is our playground. We know how to run this. So, I believe we're going to get number one. What do you
think? Yeah, I also think so, because Life Goes On didn't have this much promotion either. Like, if think about it. And Life Goes On. Remember we were celebrating 5 plays?
Yeah.
You know what? Like, we were like, hey, can we get it to 6? Because damn, like, nobody was playing Life Goes On. And it's like, it's sad, but at the same time, it's kind of like, that's kind of cool that even with that, like, less, or what, how do you say it, that little amount of airplay, we still got it to debut at number one. Mm-hmm. And so Permission to Dance, I feel like we can do it, because it is getting some promotion. Yeah, it's not the same as Butter, but it is a little bit more. Well, at least for me, that I've seen, it's more than Life Goes On. So I feel like it can debut on number one. And I hope it does. Let's put that energy out there. People are buying. Unfortunately, yes, because it's not being promoted like Butter, it doesn't have the same amount of, how would you say?
Radio play.
A lot of like DJs talking about it, like radio DJs and stuff like that. Some radio stations are playing it. And I mean, we are grateful for that. But it's not like Butter, where they were literally every single... I would see a lot of accounts saying, like, we're going to be playing Butter next. We're going to be playing Butter next. And it's like, well, damn, that's not happening with Permission Dance. But I am still hopeful, because, you know, like you said, we know how to work the charts when it comes to sales. Yes. We always going to buy it. I know that the streaming is also helpful. Yes, they did take away a lot of streaming, you know, with the filtering and all that stuff. But that always happens. So... it's not something that's like surprising, but at the same time, it's like, we just got to keep going hard. And I do believe we'll get it there. I hope so, because what Yoongi wants, Yoongi gets. And so,
yeah. What he gets. So I'm excited. Now, I know we've been talking about Permission to Dance, but now we're going to finally get into like our thoughts and our reaction to the music video and the song. Because, you know, it dropped all in one day. I do want to bring something up from like our last podcast from last week. I know we had like theories about it, and I want to laugh at it because none of that happened. But what were your thoughts on... You don't know what I'm talking about. What were your thoughts on Permission to Dance?
You know, it's true. Like, we didn't see no water. There was no water anywhere.
Where was the ocean?
Literally, the concept photos that we saw, it was like completely not it. But that's fine, because we got a lot of beautiful photos. You know what I mean? So Permission to Dance completely took place in the desert, or wherever it was. Literally, it was just in one setting. Honestly, like, I loved it. I know this is going to sound biased, and hey, maybe it is because I love BTS, you know what I mean? But I do love the song. It is very unexpected. I was not, I'm going to keep saying it. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting this. But I'm very, yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised because automatically it puts you in a cheerful mood. Like, you, if you don't smile while listening to Permission to Dance, something's wrong with you. Because it is so uplifting. Even the message, like, come on, y'all. Like, this is about being hopeful, seeing that light at the end of the tunnel because we've been through so much already. Literally, the music video shows it with the mask, like, towards the end. I mean, we'll get into the music video, but as far as the song goes, it was so different. It is very different for BTS. And I've seen a lot of debate on it online. But yeah, I'm so happy that we're cleansing the fandom with these conditional armies. And let me get this straight, because a lot of people, I made a tweet where I said, imagine being like a conditional army where you stop standing somebody just because of one song. And that's where I want to make the clarification. I'm talking about the people that are saying that they're not going to support BTS anymore over one song. If you dislike it, you dislike it, and that's okay. Good for you. Congratulations. I'm sure there are other songs that maybe we play more than the others that are not their favorite on featuring Sia. You know what I'm saying? let's just keep it real. Let's keep it T100. That is not one that I will play ever again. And so, what's going to happen is like, okay, that's it. You just keep it pushing, but you still love and support BTS. And that should happen with Permission to Dance. If you don't like it, great. You're going to keep listening to them, supporting for their next releases and their old discography as well. You're going to keep playing it. But when it comes to saying that you're completely stopping, like you're not an army anymore, you're going to stop standing, you're stop supporting, it's kind of like, damn. So it was conditional as far as that song goes. That's it. Like, that was the last straw for you. That's who I directed that tweet and my energy towards, to those people, because some people were like, Jose, can you please understand, I don't like it, like, that doesn't mean I'm gonna stop supporting. And I was like, I never said, for those who don't like it, I'm talking about the people that are saying that they're going to stop supporting. Unstanding. For those people, it's kind of like good riddance. But what about you? What do you think about the song, Rosanne?
I want to add on to that, because that's like so true. That, I don't know, if you were just going to unstand because of one song, that already kind of shows what type of fan you were. And you should already know this. Like, BTS releases song that connects to them and their fans at that moment. You know what I mean? So, like, they believe this song, obviously, it's connected to what's going on worldwide, and they believe it was a good song to release at this time. So I trust, like, you don't have to like the song, but it's just kind of like, do you not understand how they've been releasing songs? Like, I know I'm, like, one of those fans that I love the Wings era. Yes, you know, but then it's kind of like, the ever since they've started, they've always released music that just makes sense at that time. And so I can't understand why people say I want them to go back to their old ways. Like, this has always been their way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is BTS. This is how they've always been. Like, when they were in school, they were talking about school. When they were young, they were talking about being young. Like, you know, if they were running into temptations in life, they're talking about temptations in life. Now we're talking about COVID because COVID's happening, and that's what they're experiencing. So, like, I don't know what they mean by BTS going back to their old ways. So,
yeah, and
put that out there.
And I love, like, how people are, like, saying, like, when responding to, because a lot of these tweets I've been seeing too, where it's like, oh my god, I miss the old BTS. I wish they would go back to the old BTS. And it's like, you know, that music is still there. So if you miss it, go listen to it. Like, it's like, there's your answer. Like, this is an art. Like, these people are artists. They're going to evolve. They're going to do what they want to do to, you know, further their creative, their artistry, you know what I mean? So if they want to dive into another realm and go on another route that you didn't expect, either you're going to join them or you're not going to. But don't, like, unsupport just because of one song, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, is it really just that, or were you always all along like, I'm waiting for that one moment and you're just, okay, well, now I'm good to go. Like, I don't need to listen to them anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it almost feels that way, that they were just waiting for that one moment for it to be like, okay, now it's my time to punch out. Like, I'm done being an army. And it's kind of like, damn. Yeah. And then at the same time, it's kind of like, this song is a good, catchy song. Like, I don't know. I guess it's my personal opinion. And hey, everybody has a personal opinion. But I don't see how this is a bad song.
It's not a bad song.
People were calling it also Kids Bop. And I'm like, why? Is it because it's so... like, why does joyful and, like, happy have to equal kids' music? Kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's for everybody. Like, kids, teenagers, adults, elderly people can listen to this song. Like, it does not have, and I love how even in the music video they show that they show range of people from different backgrounds, ages, and it's kind of like, yo, it's representing the fandom as well, you know what I mean? I loved it. I just thought it was a really positive message, and I think it, like you said, with Dynamite, we needed that at that moment because we needed something to pick us up. And that was what Dynamite was. Then we had Life Goes On to, you know, further cement that message of like, you know, life is still going to keep going, even though we're still going through this. We are still going through this right now. But with Permission to Dance, it's very uplifting to where now they're noticing, like, BTS is also seeing that the world is getting a little bit safer to travel, safer to be outside, safer to be with other people, loved ones. So it's kind of like, it goes along with the message. So it's like, come on, y'all. Like, they're not just putting out, like, ABC 123. Come on.
Exactly.
Like, you know?
They're not putting no nonsense. And I, another thing that I notice is that, like, when people talk about, like, lyrics, right? I don't know why people attack BTS's English lyrics as I don't see this with other artists. I don't want to name no artists that have been releasing songs here in the US where no one even looks at their lyrics. You know what I mean? Like, judges this stuff. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there as well. But it's like we had so much to get off our chest today, but I'm so glad that we addressed
It's true. Things. And we all know why. It's because they're not American. And that's the thing. Like, and it sucks because it's not only just the Western audience over here. It's like, even like, and let's keep it with K-pop fans, like, that are expecting them to just be fully Korean. And it's kind of like, damn, like, why aren't you, like, being supportive? Why aren't you uplifting somebody trying to, like, sing and rap and, like, come to another country where, like, they've been ridiculed? They even posted a message talking about they've been made fun of for not knowing English and being able to, like, speak it, like, fluently. And it's kind of like, damn, like, instead of, like, raising them up and, like, you know, having their back, you kind of, like, are joining those people by doing that, by, like, putting them down for doing something that's, like, just not to your preference. You know what I mean?
It's so odd to me when, especially if you are a fan of K-pop, go in and put BTS down and side with, like, the people, the fans of Western artists. Like, aren't you supporting foreign artists, but you're putting down another foreign artist when you're trying to push your foreign artist? Like, you're just adding, like, ow, you're not helping the cause. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Whew.
But yes, now I know we got to talk a little bit about the song and the meaningful lyrics, but now I do want to address, like, the music video and the visuals, you guys. It was, like, it is just like the teaser. You know, they did show them in the cowboy outfits, but there were a lot of, like, elements that were super surprising. Like, I do want to jump right into the choreography of Permission to Dance, because at that time, you know, when we were watching it, I didn't understand it at first, but I found out later after watching that it's sign language.
Yes.
The fact that they put effort, they even thought about incorporating sign language so they could reach out to all of their fans, you know, is amazing. That's the one thing that I did not expect at all when I got out, and I'm glad that people on Twitter, like, informed all of us.
Because I was when I did my reaction, I also picked up on, like, some of the moves that they were doing, and I was like, wait, what is that? And then while I was editing, you know, I checked online, and I even, like, had to, like, put it in my video. I was like, hey, like, editor Jose cutting in here. Like, after like, you know, after watching and going online, I was able to confirm that, like, it was actual sign language for dancing. Wow. Like, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, amazing to me. This is, like, wow, they're so considerate of, like, everyone, you know what I mean? Let's include, you know, all of our fans and, like, put a little... And it's almost also cool that it's, like, only armies are going to catch on to this, because I feel like the general public is not going to go into that. They're not going to look it up, you know what I mean? And armies are going... We are so, like, interested in, like, their moves and what the message they're trying to convey. And so, and obviously the deaf community, like, their fans are also going to catch on to that. So I think it's pretty cool that they incorporated that, so that way we know, you know, that it's like, hey, this isn't just like some movement that we didn't know about, you know what I mean? And and they even mentioned, I think they said in one of the articles, like an art, you know how sometimes Korean media articles release stuff about like what the song is going to sound like, or maybe what the music video is going to be like. They did mention that they wanted to make the choreography a little bit easier for everybody to be able to like do. Yeah. And I haven't seen the full choreo. I haven't seen the performance yet. But from what I saw in the music video, it does seem that way. It does seem like some moves I'm able to do. And that says a lot, because your boy cannot dance like that. So
oh my gosh, no, it's so true though, because even at the end of the music video, I show that they gathered all the staff and the staff was like learning it, so it's, you know, showing that everyone could try to learn the dance. And I think there's gonna be like this challenge that's about to happen next week for Permission to Dance. I believe they released like a quick video on that, so I can't wait to see what they have in store or how they're gonna go about doing this challenge. But I know we're going to jump into the outfits, just the theme of the music video. No, like, I'm not complaining about the outfits, because it looked good. Like, whoever styled it on them, chose the outfits, they looked amazing, okay? I didn't realize I needed BTS and cowboy outfits until I watched the music video. But the set kind of confused me, because it doesn't look like Korea, but I'm sure it's Korea. Like, the deserty kind of look. The laundromat. Did you ever, like, look into, like, what the laundromat could have been? It looked like it was their home. Like, what was all that about? Oh, when I talk about laundromat, I think about Jungkook sliding in and spinning and going into that.
We're going to get into the truth. But, no, I don't know. I actually was a little bit confused, too, as that part. But, like, I know that some of it... Well, see, this is the thing. I think they all shot it... In one, no, never mind. Because in the credits, like in the description of the music video, there's Korea credits and LA credits.
Yeah.
So I think the parts where we have like the essential workers and I think that was all LA, and then Korea was the actual guys in the laundromat. Yeah, the like the desert and stuff like that. The only thing that I was like, but I'm sure this has nothing to do with it, because I feel like they wanted to just release a happy song. Like, not, I don't think it's deep in the concept realm. I did think of Spring Day when I saw the washers or the dryers, but I'm sure it's not connected to Spring Day, but you know what I mean? So that's why I was like, that's the only thing that came to mind. But as far as like the desert and the location, like how it was abandoned, I did think about what you said last episode, that maybe it's like, you know, they're trying to get to the ocean, trying to get to us, you know, but now right now they're like in the desert and stuff, but we never saw the waters for us to make that connection. So that's what I was like, I don't know if that was the thing. Maybe we have to wait for an interview or the MV behind the scenes to get
that's
a little bit.
That's what I was wondering too, because I know we talked about it our theories last week, and there was no ocean scene, no water scene, so I was wondering if they are going to plan on continuing this type of the storyline and theme behind the whole desert to ocean concept. Maybe in the next music video we'll see an ocean. But that was one thing I was like, oh, there is no ocean. But
maybe we'll see them at the as lifeguards in the water, hopefully. Oh, you know, wet. The concept, the fourth version concept that we got.
The fourth version concept.
I'm waiting for that. Okay.
Okay,
you know,
Jose put in his wish out there. But Oh my god. No, but I just loved the purple balloon theme, what it stood for, and just the whole message behind it. We got to see the diversity of, you know, the people who played the roles in the music video, the children. Oh, my, yeah. Oh, my God, Jose. I know Jose also posted, was it like a 7-minute video of Jungkook seeing, like, replaying?
Calling me out. Calling me
on my subscription feed. I'm like, oh, my God, Jose. Jose, what? He would.
Oh, yes, okay, so guilty as charged, or what is it called? I think it's guilty as charged. I don't know. But listen, that moment, I was like, I just need this on replay. So I was like, let me do a 7-minute video of just Jungkook spinning. And I called him minutes? I called him Tornado JK. And like, I literally I don't have it right now, but I titled it like Emo Cowboy Junk Tornado Jungkook Spinning for 7 minutes straight because I love it.
Oh my god.
And like, the comments were like, this is the best title ever. Thank you. I needed this. I didn't know I needed this until now. And I'm like, you're welcome. But well, 7 for 7 members. I just thought 7 members, 7 minutes. So that's why I like, but it's so funny, girl. I was like literally copy paste cuz it's only like seconds long. So it was like so much that I had to copy paste to equal 7 minutes.
7 minutes. A lot of copy paste going on over there, Jose.
But but like, it's because I the impact it had on me, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know I needed him spinning like that. And also, it was very it gave me very Glee High School Musical vibes, where like he just like busted open inside the laundromat, like, it's my time, here I am, singing to you.
Right, the way he was walking and stuff.
Yeah, like. And then the spin, so I was like, it gave me very that, so I was like, this is a moment in time, so I'm going to do a 7-minute compilation of the same thing over and over.
Gotcha.
But girl, can we talk about Thick Namjoon? Ooh! Wait.
Ooh.
Maybe.
We're not ready for this compilation.
So, you know, it starts off with my man. Also, the hair. That's why people are like emo Jungkook, because Jungkook's hair, he had like an extension in the front. I was like, okay, I see you. I did not know emo cowboy Jungkook was going to be my bingo card this time. But hey, here we are. And then after that, we have the scene where Namjoon turns around and he has that white shirt. Roseanne. I'm gonna look up the second for you to like pause it at, or maybe you already know where.
Yes, huh? Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he is getting really big. And it's a good thing. I was like praising him in my reaction. I was like, if you ever watch this Namjoon, I want you to know, like, this, I'm saying this, like, this is a good thing, okay? You are doing great work. Keep it up. You look amazing. He is getting thick, Roseanne. Like, like, that shirt was, like, stretched out.
Like, that shirt was about to bust.
And, you know, I was, you know, very pleased. And so, what about you? What do you have to say about that?
They need to keep him out of the gym. They need to lock those 3 floors of gyms at high. They need to close that up. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just so happy for him because I'm sure, like, this is something that Namjoon, like, is wanting to do. Like, he wants to work out. He wants to get thick, you know? So I'm all in for it. We're, like, proud of his progress. Very, very proud of his progress.
And I don't know if you saw the photo today, because they released the shooting behind the scenes of, like, the concept photos. And somebody put a photo from 2020 to this year, and you can see the arms, and I'm like, oh my god, like, this boy put on muscle. Okay, he put on muscle mass. I'm muscle. Calling him Thick June. No, that's not gonna
Thick
work.
Thick June, coming through. Thick June.
I said I called him Nam Thick. Thick June, not muscles. I don't know what else I said in my reaction. Girl, my reaction is a mess. Don't even, don't go for quality in my channel. You're going to see a hot ass mess of him.
That is so hilarious. Oh my god, yes. Oh, I love how Namjoon is shattered in this one. I'm legit like looking at all the videos and the pictures of them right now. Okay, I know we're talking about the visuals. I'm sorry, we got really distracted. I also want to say Hobi needs to put on sleeves.
Oh, he was very proud. He was very proud to show off the arms. Skin.
A lot of skin. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. I know we talked a lot about the visual. We could go on for hours about visuals, y'all. I'm telling you. But one thing that really, really, really got my attention in this song, and is, I could say, is my favorite part of the song.
Soap.
Is the start. What would you go say?
Oh, I thought you were going to say soap. Because we got a little soap moment.
Bingo, too. Yes. Like, as soon as J-Hope comes, you know, with the purple balloon and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, it's because we don't really get to hear him sing that way as often. And so, like, J-Hope to Yoongi's verse was, that is my favorite part. The soap moment, all right?
It reminded me of MMA, the MMA performance, when they had the little duo dance.
For Airplane Part 2.
Oh
my god!
Yeah, it was. And it's so crazy because it almost looked like they were doing the same movement. I know it wasn't because in the MMA one, they were like touching their, like they're touching their feet and stuff. And in this one, it was just together. But at least, I mean, I didn't see like them touch. Wait, why am I going into specifics of them touching or not? Anywho, yes, I love that part too. But now that you mentioned Hobi singing stuff, we didn't mention that for the song. Everybody's singing. There's no rap.
Yes, Namjoon. Namjoon singing. Yoongi going through verses. It's just really awesome to hear, like, them not really singing in their usual or rapping in their usual tone, you know? Yeah. And I like, it's refreshing to hear. And so that's one thing that I really wanted to point out. Jin was also getting a good amount of lines in this one, which I was really happy about. Because I know how they discuss, like, how they record or how they choose lines. Like, all of them record the song from start to finish. And then they all decide, you know, which will sing which. You know, so like they got Namjoon singing and then they also added a good amount of Hobi too for singing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, the rapper's becoming vocalists now. Like, I'm here for it because I need more songs like this, to be honest. I kind of low-key want them in the future. Not want them. It's just, this is just my request. They can do whatever they want to do. It would be really interesting to hear like a song where the rappers are singing and then another song where the vocalists are trying to rap. Like something like Decheta. You know, like when I saw Decheta, I'm like, yo, I need a song with OT7 like rapping.
Like the role switch.
Yes, that would be really cool. That's just, you know, that's just me wanting.
And but, and then that V-Min moment, that V-Min couple, when they came out, I was like, oh, okay, they said gay rights. They're a couple and that's their kid. Literally, I said that. I was like, well, because you know how there's a lot of couples throughout the video. There's that couple in the diner.
Yeah.
There's the couple in the bus stop. I think it's a bus stop. And then the couple, what was the other? Oh, in the school, the janitor and the teacher. So when V-Min came out, okay, I was like, okay, so this is the gay couple and that's their gay children. Well, not the gay children, but their children. So I was like, gay rights. Yeah, yeah. They said gay rights.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. They would come up with a scenario. That is so- the children.
I'm telling that's you, like children. I was dissecting everything. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh. But yes, they did amazing. I know they're gonna like perform this live and I just love their live performances. We just get to hear more of their raw vocals.
Yes.
They are gonna perform on Jimmy Fallon. I think it's gonna be out as of like
By the time this is up, they were already performed. They're going for 2 nights. But by the time you guys are listening to this, they already performed. They're performing Permission to Dance and then Butter as well. So
I can't wait. Yeah, so like I said, I love their live performances where we hear their vocals more. And I just don't know from here on like what else is going to happen. Like a lot of the things BTS have been releasing and dropping have just been like a surprise to me. Like,
yeah, especially for Permission to Dance, it's a lot of like out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah, and I think this is the first time they legit dropped like a single kind of CD. I mean, it had Permission to Dance in there as well, but I don't think, like, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think this has ever happened before, where it's like they drop a 2-song CD or 3 songs with the instrumental. But
no, yeah, I don't think it has happened.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm ready for whatever the rest of 2021 has to bring. And then 2022, I still wonder if they are going to announce a tour. I know there's a lot of spikes going on everywhere with COVID, unfortunately. Yeah. Like Korea just went on its highest lockdown where their spikes are as much as like the first time COVID kind of like hit them. So like, I just really, 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 really hope things get better and everyone stays safe. But yes.
Yes, guys. So that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to tune in to next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week. Why did I sound like that? Bye.
My everybody.
Virus. My army. I blame my allergies. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee, Young Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung.